Begin the Karan Dav and Sech the Shabbos Dav Kuf Nun Vav. Begin on Ralph. The Gimel says the Masel that begins with the Gemara Mar Lefarik. What's the halacha with unloading? Shaysh explains what is this halacha of Lefarik that Ze'iri asked Reb Chiya. So Taisa brings a Pish Bukudras. Rashi explains it means Lefarik Malif Nim Mehim Bezum. Means to unload the food that's in front of this animal, but leave Lefne Acharis and to put it in front of another animal. And Vachim Pish Pa'aruch Be'erich Park, that it means to take from one to the other one, which he said that that's permitted. That says Taisa Bukashli that the refunds are difficult. That was his question. Then you must need to go Behemoth. There's a Mishnah by Behemoth previous enough from Memo Mabez. So what type of question is he asking? That was halacha explicit in the Mishnah. You could take from in front of this animal, put in front of another animal. So they've been nearly read, it seems to the read, Lafarik Hainu. This question was a different halacha of unloading. That means Laharik Hamayim, Begam Hamursin. It means to unload the water with the brand, Mikli El Kli, from one vessel to another one, she's Gabel Hatim, so that. We know when you mix things from one bowl to another one, it helps it mix better. That was the question. And Taisa says, and he said that that's permitted. And actually, the Aruch has many different interpretations. One regarding Lafarik means to unload a package on Shabbos, a load, or it means to untie a bundle. And therefore, those are different interpretations than that of Rashi, which is difficult because that's a Mishnah. Why would he ask that as an Amar? Trinex says the master begins with the Gemara. Ain mazel Yisrael. There's no mazel for the Jewish people. Which takes them to explain that they're actually the constellations, the divine emanations of a person's lot in this world actually does apply to Jewish people. It's just not the same as the other nations of the world. Rabbi Yechon says there's no mazel when the Jewish people are not tied down to mazel. So Taisa is bothered. It says, "Mahadam and Rabbi Bishili Mari Kotten." But this, and Rabbi says, the end of Mari Kotten Afchav Chesmen Al. Banei Chayim Mezayne, children, life, and sustenance. La Beschus Tali Milsa does not depend on the person's merit. El B'mazel Tali Milsa depends on the person's mazel. So you see that applies even to the Jewish people too. And that's the Taisa Mekamakam. However, in spite of that, but through great merit, Mishtana, it could change. That's what it means to say that the Jewish people are not tied down to mazel. But yes, it says at times, the person's mazel does not change. The Gemara says, the person merits seemingly. Then they add on life to the years that he was meted out when he was born. If it doesn't merit, then they diminish. Again, that generally a person is dependent on mazel, by Bana Chaim Zaini, but they're a schus god that could change, and that's what means to say that the Jewish people don't have mazel, but of course, to some extent, they do have mazel just like everyone else.